Good morning. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, not only to open with a word of prayer, but stay in prayer and to close with a word of prayer, Lord. And so we thank you for allowing us to gather in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the power of prayer. And Lord, we just want to dedicate this hour or so to you, and we want to begin just by looking at another prayer in the Bible, Lord, the last words that you spoke before you laid down your body. And so guide us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's turn to 221, My Savior's Love, or I Stand Amazed. And let's sing the last two verses. The last two verses are more appropriate to what we'll be doing today. 221. He took my sins and my sorrows. He made them his very own. He bore the burden of Calvary and suffered and died alone. He took my sins and my sorrows. He made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Verse 5. When with the ransomed in glory, his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Amen. What will be your last words when you take your last breath? Well, we'll see what our Lord's last words were when he took his last breath on the cross. Let's turn to Luke 23, verse 46. And we're actually going to begin in verse 44. Last time we met, we had the forgiveness prayer, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. And then we moved on in now in verse 44. Now it was about the sixth hour, that would be 12 noon, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, or about 3 in the afternoon. Then the sun was darkened. You know, there's just so many prophecies being fulfilled, the one right after the other. In Amos 8:9, we read, "And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in broad daylight." And so the sun was darkened, and then we see an unbelievable thing happening here. The veil of the temple was torn in two. You know, what a shock that would be after 1,500 years of never even having a thought of going into the Holy of Holies, because only the high priest could do that one day a year. So for the average person, it would be unthinkable to go into the Holy of Holies. But now that the price of the sin has been paid, the veil has been torn and the access is open. Of course, we read of that in Hebrews 10:19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the whole house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. And then verse 46, and when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Very interesting and very amazing. And we see the centurion soon will say, wow, what an unbelievable this man was, the Son of God. But the normal thing for a crucified person would be to get weaker and weaker and weaker until they would finally expire with no ability to make any sound at all. And here he cries out with a loud voice. And notice he says again, Father. Still, Father, still, Father, still that connection there, even though the Father has rejected him because he bore our sin on him. And he says, as his last words here, into your hands I commit. That word, paratithemi, means to entrust to the care of or to receive protection from someone, or it also can be translated deposit, or in other words, pay it down. In a way, he was, into your hands I pay down my spirit. In other words, completing the payment of his life for our sin, for the sin of the world. And then having said this, he breathed his last. So he dies with scripture in his mouth. He is repeating here Psalm 31:5, basically, which the Spirit wrote through David, exactly those same words, into your hands I commit my spirit. Now David went ahead and wrote, you have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Well, this is not fitting for our Savior. He's already redeemed, so he would not say that part of it. But he did quote, into your hand I commit my spirit. And we see here as well, earlier he had said in John 10, as the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay my life down for the sheep. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I receive from my Father. So we see all is transpiring here exactly the way that the Bible said it would. And so, you know, we can argue about who killed the body of Jesus, but basically it's our sin. And he laid his life down because he will take it up again. And you know, I was just thinking about this darkness, you know, 3 hours of darkness, all kinds of reasons probably why that was there. One of the reasons is I think the hideousness of the sin being taken by Jesus was probably too great to observe. We see a type here. You remember back in the plagues in Egypt, they had 3 days of darkness. And here we see, though, from the extraordinary darkness, we have the light. We go from darkness to light. We go from his death to our life. And we see then that the first thing we see after the darkness is that the veil has been rent. And so the completion of the removal of sin is signified then by that veil, which the whole purpose was to prevent man from having access to the Holy of Holies other than by prescribed one day a year on the day of Yom Kippur and the day of atonement. But now the veil has been rent. And so we, you, I, all saved people have the opportunity to enter that veil with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. So he breathes his last. He dies with scripture in his mouth. Into your hands I deposit, or I commend my spirit, or I commit my spirit, whichever translation you have. And then the final verse here in this little section is, so when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, certainly this was a righteous man. That's the Luke translation. And so the seventh thing that Jesus mentioned on the cross, and it is a scriptural quote from John, from Psalm 31:5, and we see now it is finished. We saw in John, and apparently this comes a little after that, because at the ending of this, he breathed his last. Father, we thank you. This is such a precious, holy time, holy ground here, as we see you completing the purchase of our souls eternally, paying the price of the death sentence that we all have because of sin, and removing the blockage between you and us, because now the sin has been paid, the issue has been dealt with once and for all. And so how grateful we are this morning that we can bow down to you. We don't have to confess to another man. We come directly to you with that full access purchased by your blood. And so we sit here humble this morning, bowing down before you, thanking you that you have put the Holy Spirit in each of our hearts forever, 24/7. And it is that Spirit that is communing with our spirits and individual spirits. And it is that Spirit that we want to respond to this morning in prayer. And so as you lead us, may we respond with thanksgiving and with soberness as well, Lord, and with great awesome and really fear of trembling because of knowing who you are and who we are, Lord. So we just bow down before you with thanksgiving. And I thank you for my brothers and sisters gathered here together that we can pray. And I know that you will hear our prayers. This is the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And we know that if you hear us, you will grant us the petitions that we have asked. So, Lord, here we are. This time is yours, Lord. Guide us now by your Spirit in Jesus' name.